off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Suri, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm great, how are you?
Good, it is very nice to see you this morning. What book have you brought in for us?
I've just brought in my favourite book of the year so far, No One Is Talking About This by Patricia Lockwood.
It's a huge call, first off the bat there, favourite book of the year so far.
Huge call, but I don't think I'll be changing my mind anytime soon.
Cool, okay.
I think that No One Is Talking About This is about as close to perfect as an autofiction novel can be.
Awesome.
Patricia Lockwood is a fantastic writer. She's American, and she wrote a memoir before that we were just saying reads almost like a novel more than a memoir. It's called Priest Daddy, and she's also put out two other volumes of poetry. And this is her first novel. So the first part, it's split into two parts. One follows the rise of a writer who becomes famous on the internet for tweeting, "Can dogs be twins?"
That's just, we were just also talking about this before, about it's so, when someone says they're doing an internet novel, it can immediately makes me like cringe in anticipation of it being bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, I trust Patricia Lockwood to be able to handle this well, but even that, as a first entry point, you're like, that is how random the internet is. That's exactly what would make you weirdly famous. Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's the thing. I think that's what, for me, separates this from other internet novels, is that I think sometimes the internet novel can end up just emulating the voice of the internet itself, but
yep,
this is such an absurdist take on what she calls the portal, which
the
I also
portal.
Think is genius.
Nice.
And just kind of navigating the hellscape of the portal, and she just pulls like the most perfect chronology of like random tweets and memes that have been popularized on the internet. I've got like a little list of them here that
awesome.
Were my favorites. The "Stop, please don't email my wife." That was like, do you remember graffiti?
Not so I do.
The girl applying her makeup with a hard-boiled egg, which was a bit unhinged.
definitely. Big pandemic energy, that
big
one.
Big pandemic energy.
What am I going to do with all these eggs?
And she also, I think, picks up, I think one of the most interesting things that she does is like you read her processing like the language of the internet and how it's become like a space that's incredibly, the language is becoming more and more declarative. And I think that's why the second half becomes even more compelling. It's quite vulnerable shift, where she gets a message from her mum asking her to come home, and she finds out that her really young niece, who was born with a disability, I think, where you grow cysts in your brain.
Oh,
and and she's really unwell, and what the whole novel sort of becomes is how do we exist in these two worlds, one that's like devoid of some sense of humanity, and then but also really declarative about what we understand about the world, and what happens when your ideologies from there grate up against the reality of, you know, the real world. And it's so interesting because her dad, who's a really interesting character, Priest Daddy is a great insight into him. I guess under with Trump as president becomes more and more right wing, and there's a really interesting tension where she's figuring out, you know, how do you feel towards someone who is so different from you but has also carried out the spiritual rites and sort of been a support in some ways.
So some of the characters in this kind of based off her own family, kind of quite transparently.
Yeah,
that's
100%.
Interesting.
And I think her niece really did pass away, which is really sad. But I think it's a really fascinating glimpse into what we gain and what we miss from
being online.
From being online, yeah. And I think there's this one meme, this one little passage that I think sums it up so well, where she talks about Donald Trump and the internet. She never mentions him by name. It's always the dictator, which is also great. Every day we were seeing new evidence that suggested it was the portal that had allowed the dictator to rise to power. This was humiliating. It would be like discovering that the Vietnam War was secretly caused by ham radios, or that Napoleon was operating exclusively on the advice of a parrot named Brian.
That sounds fantastic.
It's really, really great. And it's quite a short, punchy little novel. It's just over 200 pages.
Cool.
And I think it's like a fantastic book if you want to feel just something.
If you want to feel something, this is the book for you.
Exactly. And it's not all horrible about the internet, but it does really ask the questions of who we're becoming in the hellscape of the portal.
Excellent. Well, we love to talk about the hellscape of the portal on a Monday
love
morning.
To do it.
Thank you for bringing us No One Is Talking About This by Patricia Lockwood. Always nice to have you in the studio, Suri. We'll see you soon.
Pleasure to see you soon.
That was Loose Reads.
And this is a bit